Zach, this is dictating on Linda DePasqua. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, DePasqua, D, D as in David, D-I-P-A-S, P as in Paul, D-I-P-A-S-Q-U-A, D-I-P-A-S-Q-U-A, date of birth, 12-7-53, date of visit, 2-28-24. Next, please make a copy for Amy Zilkowski, P-A, Amy Zilkowski, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, P-A. Next paragraph, dear Amy, thank you for sending Linda DePasqua for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 70-year-old female with a history of persistent cough for the past 3 years. Has previously been followed by a pulmonologist and has been on inhaled bronchodilators as well as fluticasone inhaler. Period. The patient states she has wheezing, chest tightness, and she also coughs up some whitish mucus and has some shortness of breath with exertion. She denies any fever symptoms, but has some sinus drainage, post-nasal drip, and nasal congestion. Next paragraph. Her past history, the patient's past history has included history of carpal tunnel release on the right, as well as history for asthma and pneumonia. She has depression. And no significant surgery. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked for approximately 2 years, a pack per day, and then quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of arthritis. Father had lung cancer. Next, allergies to ciclo. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has no fever, fatigue, or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or burning. She has asthmatic attacks and wheezing and cough. No abdominal pains, no nausea or rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, and no palpitations or leg swelling. She has some depression and denies easy bruising, denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list, fluticasone, 220 micrograms, 2 puffs daily, as needed. Citalopram, 40 milligrams daily, mitrazepine, 15 milligrams HS, bupropion, 300 milligrams daily, levalbutrol, 2 puffs PRN. Next, paragraph, physical exam, this elderly, averagely built white female with alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor, sign of the ictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 126, saturation 97. HEND, non-spheric people's reactive. Tongue is my throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And there are scattered visas in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart in the absence of regular asthma, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive, one pus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no tenderness. Next paragraph, impression number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two is depression. And anxiety. Number three is pulmonary nodule. And next paragraph, plans. Patient had a chest CT done in October 23, which showed a 4 millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe. There was no evidence of pleural effusion. And no lymphadenopathy. There were bilateral breast implants. The patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC, IgE level, complete metabolic profile, and a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodules, and she will continue with the Zopanex, HFA, and Hiller as needed. The follow-up will be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Oh, can you please add in the past history of the patient? I'm sorry, add in the first paragraph. The patient's chest CT done in October 23 showed bilateral tiny lung nodules which needed follow-up. Please add that in the first paragraph. Okay. At the end, please mention the patient will come back for follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, ZILKOSKY PA. Let's talk to Susan.